Hi, this is Sergio from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
I'm nonpartisan.
This November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain, too certain?
Very certain.
First of all, how would you rate your Cherry Creek School District thus providing as quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't have any kids, but I have a grandson, and it seems like it's very good.
Do you think overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of service provided?
Probably too high.
Okay, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demands for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focus learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, about $6.70 per year for every 100,000 of home value? You can vote yes, no.
Gosh, I don't know. Honestly, I'd probably vote. No, I feel like we need to find the money somewhere else. I don't think we should get more passes and levies, and everything is too expensive.
The second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase the school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replacing aging buildings and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no? On a $950 million bond to meet all these needs, if increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year, per 100,000 of assessed home value.
Gosh, that's a lot too. I don't know. Probably no. I'm kind of no one higher taxes all around.
Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school buildings projects than a large bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal about $27.50 a year, increased taxes for every 100,000 in home value?
Kind of a lot. Especially for people that own $1 million homes. I think that's just way too much. No, I'd vote.
I'm sorry, can you repeat what was the vote? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Lastly, on this topic, if Cherry Creek School District said could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expand the space to meet demands for technical job skills and training school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and a school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay, at a combination of cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Wow. I don't know how much it's needed, so I, at this time, I'd say I vote no.
Following up, opponents of tax increase ballot issue may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful, high administration, overhead costs, and low performance schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements supporters are passing Cherry Creek School District ballot. Measures may give as reason for voting yes, rate each either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. First is adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Do you consider that very persuasive?
I consider that persuasive.
Okay, remember the options is you can select for the next couple of questions will be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive. Yes, there are three. The next one is passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping or quality teachers. This also reduces cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet our student needs.
Somewhat persuasive.
CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and a status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as way to see ahead of neighborhood districts such Douglas County, Aurora, in Denver, who are asking the voters to November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
$3 billion or $3 million?
$3 billion. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issue if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher's pay?
From what perspective?
Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certain to a high paying in demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demand technology skills. This is not only provides skilled workers needed today in Denver and Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Continual security upgrades are necessary at schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. The school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teachers, educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and a stable educational environment for our students. Okay. After hearing all of this information, if Cherry Creek School District said could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demand, technical job and training, and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school secure staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I don't know. I mean, it just depends. I mean, I guess, so, just everything keeps going up, so it's kind of hard. I mean, I know that teachers need to be paid more. That's a definite. I know kids in today's society need help with mental health because of all the social media. God, there's just so many reasons like things should be done. So, if they could cut that down a bit on the $3 billion and, you know, maybe $15 a month for 100,000 and stair step it up over the years, that might be different. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Thank you very much for your opinion. In this case, would you rather it saying vote yes or no?
I guess I'd vote no. That's just too much money.
Thank you very much for answering that. And let me ask you, what is your gender?
Female.
What is your age?
67.
Do you have any children 18 or under?
No. They're all grown up.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend to Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yes, I have a grandson that goes to Cherry Creek Academy.
All right. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
It's white.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.